Eamon McLaughlin, it's that time of the year again. The new cricket season is upon us and up and running next weekend with the first series of league games. A lot of changes in the closed season. We'll go through those shortly. I suppose what we do know is Dunamán are going in as defending champions, and Brigade and Coleraine were the other two sides that were challenging at the top. And given their form in recent years, we expect those three to be battling at the top end of the table again, do we?
Very much so. As you say, it was very close last year. Dunamán just winning on a better run rate than the other two. But it looks like something similar this year. It's going to be very, very tight. As I say, it got their run rate last year. This year might exactly go the same way. Just looking at the Dunamán side this year, they've retained all their players this year. Their skipper, Ricky Lee Dornish, he's captain the side again. They've changed to professional this year. They've got a Pakistan top-order batsman, Imran Butt. He's arrived apparently next week. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. But the rest of the side are together. The league and cup winner double side are all together. And they're going to be very, very difficult again. Brigade and other side have been making changes during the close season. They've brought back two former players. Niall McDonald and Johnny Thompson are coming back to the club. But they have lost Ryan Hunter and Iftikhar Hussain. Andy Britton's still skipper. But just last night they announced a big news. They're professional. They've signed Fasid Iqbal, a 35-year-old Pakistan test player. He actually played for Strabane in 2012, so he'll have an idea about what North West cricket's about. So that was a massive signing, which was just announced last night. And Coleraine, again, another change in their professional. Graham Hume, an opening bowler, he's their new pro. They've brought back Stephen Dunn, who played for Ardmore last year, and an excellent cricketer in Steve Lazarus. Out goes Niall McDonald and their opening bowler, Jared Barnes. So a lot of changes with those top three, but I think those top three will still be the three that will be dominating things this season.
It was very tight in the top half of the table last year, Eamon, because Ardmore and Eglinton weren't too far away. They were only, 2 points adrift of the leading trio at the end. How have they strengthened ahead of the new campaign?
Well, Ardmore, as you say, they were very, very close. And they almost beat Dunamán in the last game of the season. Could have went either way, that one. But the skipper's Gary Neely is normal again. Again, another change of professional. They brought in 23-year-old Ramiz Alam. He's a Pakistan top-order batsman. Dean Curry, Decker Curry's son, is back playing with Ardmore, so he's obviously going to be a bit of a strengthener for them. But they'll rely on Decker Curry again. But basically the same side as last year. And listen, again, another new professional arriving. How will he deal with this, the conditions, etc.? What never been used to these ones. But he's coming with a big reputation.
And Eglinton, have they strengthened as well, Eamon?
Again, they've changed the professional. Orion Williams had a great season for them last year. He can't, unfortunately, play for them this year. They've brought in Trevor Garvey, a Zimbabwean opening bowler. They've lost Mark Avril. Stuart Thompson, Irish international, was for them. But again, it's basically the same side with just a change of professional.
Yeah. Two other sides from last year, Brady and Drummond, just outside the, I suppose, the drop zone as one team goes down to the championship. Is it going to be a similar case this year for both of those clubs, their target being to avoid the drop and stay in the top flight of cricket in the North West, Eamon?
Yeah, if you look at Brady, first of all, the last few seasons they've been down there struggling, and it might be something similar. Davy Scanlon's been skipper for the last few years. He's again in charge. Again, a Sri Lankan, age 26, being brought on. Irish Samarishi, get my name around, tongue around all these boys eventually. He's been brought on, Sri Lankan, as I say, a 26-year-old. Adam Warnock has left the club, and Gavin Wallace. But the rest of the players are basically the same. David Rankin will depend on, and Andrew Austin up front in the batting to get them going. But they'll want to improve from last couple of years where they've struggled. And Drummond, I think they're going to have a real struggling season. They struggled last year, but they did avoid the drop. They have made no new signings. They haven't employed an overseas player, which they haven't done for quite a few years. They'll depend on skipper Chris Moir and the old hands, Richard McDade, Stevie Moore, and possibly Adam McDade. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle for Drummond this year, especially with no overseas pro.
What about the new boys this year, Fox Lodge? Can they challenge, or what sort of impact can they have with their promotion up from the championship?
Well, it was great effort to get back up again. They've been there before, so they know what they're up against. Again, survival is the name of the game for them. Brian Allen, still skipper on the side. They'll depend on the old hands, Jason Mulligan, Andrew McGuinness, and the two Haywood brothers. Another new professional in there, Sibo Tashiki. He's come into the club replacing the pro from last year. But again, a survival, I think, for them. They'll be more than happy if they can stay on the top flight.
Strabane are a club that have won the Premier League, and they've won senior one, they've won the champion or the Premiership before, Eamon, with three times since 2009, but they're not going to be there this year. They were surprisingly relegated last season, but you would expect the Strabane club, I suppose, given their history and their pedigree, to bounce straight back.
Well, it was a massive blow to the club and all their supporters that they went down. First time in the club's history that that's happened. They'll be wanting to bounce back straight away again. From what I can gather, most of their players, including Peter Gillespie, who's their main man, are all going to be available again. Young Kevin Pretorius, a young South African that played last year, he's coming back again. So they'll definitely want to go straight up again. They probably are favourites to get promoted. But it's not an easy league to get out of. If they can get their full side out, they certainly have a big chance, but it's all about getting that disappointment that they went down. Have to bounce back immediately.
We've seen St Johnstone play in the top flight, of course, in recent years, but they were relegated after their stint in 2015. Has there been much happening with Donegal's only cricket club in the club season, Eamon?
Well, something similar to last year. I think still a number of young players, but they've had a bit of experience now. Michael Rankin and the likes. They've lost Ryan Macbeth last year to Brigade, their opening bowler, young opening bowler. But the Macbeth brothers and that, they'll be on there banging away again, hoping to get results. They enjoy their cricket, Oisin. I don't expect them to be up there challenging, but if they can finish mid-table and enjoy their cricket, that's really what they love up there.
Who else will be challenging at the top end of the championship, do you feel?
Well, I think New Buildings are going to be up there again. They've Pete Salmon, their professional, who had a great season last year. He's back again with them, and they have one or two very, very good cricketers. They're going to be there or thereabouts, and possibly Glendermot. Other than that, Strabane probably favourites, but it won't be easy. The two dangers I do feel are probably going to be New Buildings and Glendermot. And I can't rule out Ballyspellin because they have a number of good young cricketers coming through on that side.
Let's move to the main cup competition, which is the North West Senior Cup, Eamon. Dunamana have won it five in a row from 2012 up to 2016. They're looking for six in a row, and I think it's fair to say they're going to be tipped as favourites once again because they just love this competition, so they do.
Well, as I always talk to Dunamana supporters before every season, especially their lady supporters who give them great support, they always say, well, our usual pilgrimage is every end of July to the first beginning of August. Our usual pilgrimage is for the Senior Cup final. They're so used to it now that it's just expected that they're going to be in it and they're going to win it. And again, they're probably going to be favourites. Difficult enough tie in the first round away to Eglinton, but they're a top-class side. They'll be looking to retain it again. As I say, they're always there. They've been there for the last number of years. They'll expect to be there again.
Can any of the North West sides make any sort of impact on the Irish Senior Cup, do you feel, this year, Eamon?
Well, they've struggled over the years, unfortunately, for them. They're just not good enough. The Leinster sides are so strong, and even the Northern Union sides are quite good, too. It's going to be difficult. Brigade take on Leinster in the opening, the first round game at Beechgrove, and Dunamana have a difficult away tie at Clontarf. But we always hope and live in hope that they're going to make an impression. It's been a long time now since we had the Irish Senior Cup back on the shores. And it's not looking too hopeful, to be perfectly honest. There seems to be a big gulf between North West cricket and especially the Leinster Union. It'd be a big, big plus if we could get anywhere near the final this year.
Yeah. Is that a similar case when it comes to the Inter-Pros when we see it with the Warriors and the Lightning?
That's exactly the same thing. The Leinster Lightning have won practically everything over the years, and they'll be strengthened now with Ed Joyce having finished with Middlesex. He's back playing for them. Hopefully Niall O'Brien might be playing for the North West Warriors, which will help them. Munster have been brought under the Inter-Pros, the T20 this year, which is good to see a Cork, County Cork side getting involved and Munster side getting involved. But really the Warriors, if they can put up decent performances, that would be good enough. Ian McGregor, their coach, is working very hard during the close season with them. They've been training regularly, as has the other unions. But I do feel that the potential is there. They're some very good cricketers. I mean, they've got three Irish internationals in the Warriors side, Stuart Thompson, Craig Young and Andy McBrien. So they've got a wealth of talent there. Let's hope they can do better maybe than they've done over the last year or two.
And finally, Eamon, on the international front, we have five players that are linked to the North West, named for the upcoming one-day internationals against England, with a possible six if Niall O'Brien becomes a North West Warrior player. It's been a while since the North West have had such a big representation on the Cricket Ireland side.
Yeah, there's great representation over the last 3 or 4 years, and they've all done quite well. As you say, Niall O'Brien may become the sixth one. But Ireland have struggled recently. One of the tour players are just getting a little bit too older, and it's going to take a wee while for the younger players to come through. But North West players are dominant, keeping their place in the side, and they'll obviously be looking for the big one along with the rest of the game. But the England One Day International at Bristol and Lords, they'll be really looking forward to be playing that, and hopefully they can put up a decent performance. Didn't do very well out in against Afghanistan recently, so we'll be looking for a big plus and a big bounce back and some decent performances in the One Days.
It's excitement for you as a cricket enthusiast that the new season is upon us, and I suppose, as you do every year, you'll be praying to the weather gods that we get the good weather to get the season seen out.
Absolutely, as usual. Somebody said to me, when's the cricket start? I says, next week. And I says, I can give you the weather forecast. Heavy rain and strong winds. So hopefully I've got that one wrong this year.
Hopefully.
But no, I'm looking forward to it. It's really, really good time of year. And players and clubs have been practicing really since January, indoor practicing and everything else. There's a few friendlies coming up this weekend. So everybody really looking forward to next Saturday. And get everything up and rolling, and let's, as you say, Arjun, keep fingers crossed we get a good summer.